It's Abu here. You're probably wondering, what's different around here? And the answer is everything. I took the last year off, not just from podcasting, but from everything. I needed a reset. Last year was one of the hardest years of my life. And as you know, life doesn't just throw one thing at a time at you. It hits you with everything all at once. I hit a mental roadblock, my business hit a wall, and then I faced an unimaginable loss of someone I deeply loved. I had a reset. I went deep, asking myself, what's wrong with me? What did I do to deserve this? I struggled with grief, with loss, with relationships, with business, and family. I was operating from a place of seeking permission. Permission to let go, permission to step back, permission to prioritize myself. And then it hit me. You don't need anyone's approval to take the next step. You don't need permission to be a CEO. But you do need the tools, the mindset, and the support to lead in a way that doesn't cost you your peace. It took me over a decade to truly figure this out. And now, I'm ready to keep going, sharing what's worked, what hasn't, and everything I'm still learning along the way. So if you're ready, and I know I am, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share this with someone who needs to hear it. Because this isn't just my journey, it's ours. Lastly, I just want to thank everyone that reached out to me over the last year just to check on me, make sure I was doing good. I truly appreciate the support, and I look forward to continue building more deep connections with you all. This is the Powered AF Podcast, a show about visionaries, high performers, and entrepreneurs, and their stories on how they push past fear, overcome imposter syndrome, and navigate through the mental roadblocks in order to achieve the highest level of success. And I'm your host, Abu Fofana. Hey, and welcome back. In this week's episode of the podcast, we're going to be talking about personal assistant versus executive assistant versus virtual assistant, virtual executive assistant, virtual personal assistant, and any other assistance theme topic that you want to know about. The reason why we're going to be focused on this topic is because this is specifically what I'm currently going through in hiring for a personal assistant or executive assistant and trying to figure out what's best for me. Now, you may be, you know, currently having, or you may be currently looking for a executive assistant or personal assistant. So this is a really good episode for you. You may not know you need an executive assistant or personal assistant. So this is an extremely important episode for you. And you may consider hiring an executive assistant or personal assistant after listening to this episode. So keep an open mind. And the other thing I want to say is you don't need a lot of money in order to get help, right? Get additional help and support. You could get someone to just start a few hours a week and then build upon that based on what you need. Let's go ahead and dive into this week's episode. Hey, welcome back. Super excited to be here again in this week's episode. We're going to be talking about personal assistant versus executive assistant versus, you know, everything else. And the reason why I want to focus on this specifically is because this is a question a lot of people have, right? Should I hire a personal assistant? Should I get an executive assistant? And so on. In fact, so many people always reach out to me about this. So I wanted to talk about this. I'm going live currently on Instagram. I'm recording a podcast at the same time. I love doing this because I get engagement from people that are tuning in live. And again, I know it's late. I'm recording this podcast episode actually really late at night. But this is something I want to talk about because I'm just wrapping up my work day. And this week, today is day three of my executive assistant working alongside of me. Now, let's take a step back. So for those of you that are just joining and you are thinking, okay, this topic is not for me. You know, I don't have a lot of money to hire an assistant. First of all, I would tell you that you don't need a lot of money in order to hire support, in order to get help. I always tell people this all the time. You could hire someone just for a few hours a week. You don't need to be bringing on someone 40 hours a week because that is kind of expensive, but you could get someone for a few hours a day, right? Okay, I'm going to hire someone to give me 5 hours a week. 10 hours a week, and you build upon that over time. The objective of whether you are, you know, managing a lot of things on your plate, whether you're a business owner, whether you're an employee, it doesn't really matter what role you play. All of us could use additional support in order to optimize our lives, in order to focus in on the areas that bring us most joy and outsource and delegate the tasks that don't bring us a lot of joy. So for me, I've had a roller coaster ride of needing support, you know, needing support in my business and needing support in my personal life. And I'm going to talk about why I decided to hire, you know, an executive assistant over a personal assistant. How, with that said, why, you know, now I'm considering hiring a personal assistant. But let me give you the story. Let me give you the background. So let me back up. And before I continue, I just want to give a few people a shout out that, you know, are always in my corner, always supporting, like Kamoy. Kamoy right now is tuning into this live. I love it. What's going on, man? What's up? What's up? Ken 10 Beats, what's up? And so I just want to give a few people a shout out before I continue. Okay, let's go ahead and get into this topic. So a few weeks ago, I was hanging out with a good friend of mine, and I noticed, so there are two examples, right? The first friend, I was hanging out in Chicago, and I noticed her assistant was really on top of everything. And when I told her, hey, I'm coming into town, her assistant planned everything. You know, I was like, hey, I'm thinking about looking at some apartments in Chicago. Her assistant planned everything. So as I got in, the assistant emails me. They tell me, okay, here are the apartments you want to go view. You know, here's an itinerary. Here's what time you need to be there. And I'm looking at her and I'm like, wait, your assistant did all of this? Your assistant set all this up? And she said, yeah. And I'm like, well, where does your assistant live? Are they also here in the city? And they said, no, they're actually virtual. And I'm like, huh. So that was the first time I was like, well, are they a personal assistant? And she's like, yeah, but he also helps me in my business. Wait, so they're an executive assistant? Yeah, but they also help me in my personal life. And I was like, wait a second. So how do you have an assistant that helps you in both your personal life and your businesses that you're also operating? In my mind, I thought you could either have one or the other. You could either have a personal assistant or you could have an executive assistant. And this is why I thought that, because I remember thinking about hiring an assistant for the first time. And when I went and looked at what type of assistant I needed, these were literally the definitions. It's a personal assistant is someone that helps you in your day-to-day at home or outside of work, right? They are not creating spreadsheets, right? They're not helping you with things that are outside of work. I mean, that are inside of work. Your personal assistants are helping you with things outside of work. So in my mind, I thought that, okay, a personal assistant is, you know, doing the day-to-day of your personal life. So everything such as household tasks, shopping, admin work, managing personal email, scheduling appointments, doctor appointments, etc. I thought that's where you would utilize a personal assistant best. On the other hand, when I was doing my homework on executive assistants, if personal assistant does everything at home or outside of work, an executive assistant does everything inside of work, right? So they do the admin tasks. They're responsible for their responsibilities at work. So meaning that they work side by side with the executive. They help plan the meetings, the Zoom meetings. They help with technology solutions. They help make sure things are running smoothly. They act as additional support to the CEO and making, you know, decisions and helping delegate and making sure those, seeing those decisions through. So I was like, okay, so there's an executive assistant that focuses on things inside of work. And then there's a personal assistant that focuses on things outside of work. So I thought in my head that those were the roles. There was a line that was in between the personal assistant and executive assistant. Fast forward just about a week and a half ago, I was hanging out with one of my good friends, and she has a personal assistant. And so I asked her, I was like, okay, does this personal assistant also help you on the business side? Because I had a friend previously who their assistant was both a personal and executive assistant. And she said, no, this is just a personal assistant. So that means she, you know, makes sure that everything in a household is good. And when the dog needs to go to get grooming services, she takes the dog to get grooming services. She helps delegate and find people that do meal prep as well. She makes sure that, you know, I am achieving my most effective, my best self at home outside of the business. And I found this really interesting because she was just a personal assistant. And what I found that I really liked about it is that she was solely focused on just her personal life, her personal well-being. Okay, you want to schedule massages, you know, weekly, we could do that. Okay, you want to eat, you know, you want to have these type of fitness goals. Well, you know, what do we need to make sure you're eating and you're putting in your body and your fridges? And this personal assistant was in person, meaning that this person came over to her house every single day. And if she were to take a trip, this personal assistant would take a trip with her as well. And so I liked it because all they focused on, this personal assistant, was optimizing her personal life, right? It was optimizing her personal life specifically. So there's executive assistants that just focus strictly on business-related tasks. There's personal assistants that just focus specifically on things outside of work to help optimize your life. And I think for me, what made it such a struggle, especially entrepreneurs who are like me, who are personal brands, is that you're always on. Your lifestyle, you know, is a business. And so we struggle with trying to figure out, should we hire a personal assistant? Should we hire an executive assistant? Because we're a brand. And so our lifestyle is a business. So that's why we struggled. And for the longest amount of time, I struggled with trying to identify who do I actually need to hire in order to maximize my best life, right? My best self. And the reason I say all this is because I know if I have just an executive assistant and they're working till 5 p.m. after 5 p.m., I'm still a business. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, I'm still a business. I'm still operating as a business because I don't really get off at 5 p.m. You know, I don't work a typical 9 to 5 when you are also a personal brand, or maybe you're a startup just starting your business, right? You need more room to operate. And so that's why I say it's hard to just have an executive assistant. And it's also hard to just have a personal assistant solely unless they're also, you have a partner and you have a house that there's activities, and so they're managing more than you. Because if you have a personal assistant but you're always at work and you're actually not utilizing the personal assistantness, right? The things that they do to optimize your personal assistant, then it's gonna become a challenge. And I faced this challenge when I had hired a personal assistant who was also an executive assistant. She was basically playing both roles because she realized 100% of my life was work. And it wasn't that I was always at work. It was just that I was always on, right? Because I was also a personal brand on top of the business that I was operating. I was also a personal brand. So it was difficult because I didn't know how to define, okay, this is who I am. I didn't have that language back then. And we struggled going back and forth because we didn't know how to define me. Okay, when do you go off? Like, when do you, you know, get off work? And I'm like, well, I don't really get off work because I'm a personal brand. I'm always on 24/7. So we have to figure out a combination that works with us. So for those of you who are interested in hiring an executive assistant or a personal assistant, those are options. But I think you really need to define, you know, do you work a typical 9 to 5? Right. I think you need to define, are you a personal brand? Are you always on? Right. You know, do you have a normal schedule or does your schedule look a little bit different? And so for me, what was important for me was to try to find someone that was in the middle that could operate as both an executive assistant and a personal assistant, right? I needed someone to that could do both. Now, that doesn't mean I won't get specific and eventually hire a personal assistant a few hours a week in addition to the executive assistant that I have, right? Because so much of my life is around business. I have the Power Relaunch Marketing Accelerator. I have the Powered AF podcast, right? I have my personal blog that I do. I have speaking engagements that I do and operate. And so I have all these different brands and businesses that are front facing that make it a little bit hard to, for the longest for me to find exactly who I was looking for. And so again, I had to really take a step back and really define what are the activities that I need help with. And I said, okay, immediately I need to hire an executive assistant. I need to make sure that, you know, the processes are smooth, because most of my mind capacity was stuck on the process. Okay, how's the business process? Okay, how are we going to do this new project? Okay, how's, you know, so most of my mind was focused on that area and trying to figure out the chunks that I would delegate to the operations person. And so this is really hard. So in most of my businesses, I have a head of ops. The head of ops's job is to manage the business, is to delegate tasks to the team, is to make sure everything gets executed. There's a process for everything. There's an SOP created for everything. And then my job is to just talk to that ops, and they should tell me the information that I need as a CEO in order to make the best decisions, right? Now, the issue was, is that I'm having all these things that I want the ops to do and the company to do, but I've already given her a lot on her plate. And so I'm building a queue, but this queue is in my mind, and this queue is getting bigger and bigger. Now it's a lot of overwhelm. There's a lot of anxiety. I'm trying to figure out, okay, when am I going to give it to this ops person? When am I going to give it to this team? Okay, there's another project here, the podcast. Okay, there's a lot of things building up. Okay, there's a personal blog. There's a lot of things building up. And so I said, you know what? I need to clear the things off my plate, because I'm getting all these requests into my inbox, right? I have this big queue that's building up. I need someone to come in and sort of start building processes around this. Start responding to those emails that are in my inbox around speaking engagement and book deals and et cetera. I need someone to take the baton and operate as my second brain. And so I said, you know what? I need an executive assistant. And so this is why I decided on the executive assistant before I said personal assistant. With that said, you define the role that you're hiring for. So this executive assistant knows that they're both executive and personal, right? They're both executive and personal assistant. So meaning that I have a wedding that I'm going to in a few weeks. And I told her, hey, I have a wedding I'm going to in a few weeks. Here's where it's at. Go find the email in my inbox with the wedding details. Go ahead and book everything, the hotels, book the flights, book everything. Like, I don't want to think about that. That's something that's on my plate. As something that if I had to do, it would take me a long time. Not because it's hard, but because my mind is elsewhere. I would literally lollygag trying to do it, and then it would take me a few hours because I'm really not paying attention to it. And then I let it build, you know? So the wedding is actually like in a few days, and I literally would book the wedding the day before. I'd book everything the day before if it was up to me. I'd actually book it the day of, you know, if it was up to me. Because it's not saying that things aren't important, but when you have to be your own second brain, when you don't have an EA or someone to streamline processes, what happens is the things that are easy become really hard. The things that are really simple start weighing a lot. And it's not that it's hard, it's just that your mind is elsewhere. Right? Your mind is elsewhere. And so you're not really thinking about specifically, okay, doing this task. And so that's where I've been operating from. So I hired an EA and I defined the role. Hey, you're going to be doing EA and PA and personal assistant things. You know, this is a lot of work, but I'm going to pay you full time. right? So it's going to be a full-time role. You're going to be bouncing between back and forth. We're going to do a chunks at a time. So I'm going to give you things chunks at a time before I just give you everything, right? I have to know that you could do the small things really well in order for me to give you more and more big things. And that's literally what's been going on. This week, as I've been onboarding my EA, I've been trying to give her things chunks at a time. Now, that requires a high level of training up front. So I've been spending every day training her literally from morning to evening on everything and chunks at a time, right? And so like yesterday, for example, we focused on email management, the inbox, and calendar management. Now, sometimes, and this is a mistake that I see people make, they'll hire an executive assistant or personal assistant or even a virtual assistant, and we'll talk about in a second. And they expect the VA or whoever they're hiring to come in with their own set of processes. Now, this is true. There are times where the people you hire come in with their own set of process. However, just because they come in with their own set of process doesn't mean it's going to automatically make your life easier in the way that you need to see things in order to make decisions. So, the EA had an idea on how to do my calendar management, how to do my inbox management. But I also had an idea of how to do my own calendar management and inbox management. And I told her, hey, this is maximum efficiency. I know that you want to do all this, but that actually doesn't matter to me, right? That does not matter to me at all. This is the way I believe, and if this is not an effective way, then go find a more effective way. I told her how I mentally like to think about things when I see them in my inbox, or how I want her to tell me things that are outstanding and she could just manage the inbox, or calendar, what I found that's worked best, and her to dive deep and do more research around that. And when I had this conversation with her and I told her what I was thinking, she was like, oh, wait, that is actually a way more effective way. Now, granted, my mind is very process driven, so I kind of have a competitive advantage. I turn everything into a process. That's just how I am, how I've always been. And so it was really effective. And then she tweaked it and made it added more improvements to make it even more effective. Now, that works with me, right? That works for her. We have a same understanding, we could go, right? We could do this. A lot of times the mistake that I see is that when people hire someone, they then let them be. They're like, okay, I don't need to train them. And I'm like, wait a second. If you don't train someone that you hired, if you just think that they're going to come in and just make your life easier without having a conversation and letting them know your preferences. One of the other things I did with my assistant is we went through a preference sheet. And I listed all my preference around snacks, around food, around airport, around airline, transportation, hotels, reward points, like all my preferences, window seats on the airplane, all my preferences, because I know these preferences are going to become really important when I have her go, hey, I need you to go book this, right? Okay, I need to make sure the hotel room has a refrigerator. Now, most hotel rooms, since the pandemic, have been really stingy and they don't have refrigerators. So I need to make sure I need to call that hotel, make sure there's a refrigerator there. If there's a cost associated with it, I need to make sure that refrigerators are an important item to him. Therefore, I need to make sure that hotel room that he stays at has refrigerators. On top of that, he gave me his snack preferences. So I need to make sure when he checks into his hotel at the front desk, his snacks are waiting for him, right? I need to make sure that when he's at that hotel, there's a list of, based on his preference on meals, I make a list of restaurants that are nearby that could serve that need. And so these are the important things of like going through the training, of laying the foundation with the person you hire and not waiting until they make the mistake to say, hey, this is what I want. Well, they would never know what you want because you didn't go through the training. You didn't lay the foundation out. And so that's why it's really, really important to do these to spend the time up front now in order to get your time back later. You actually don't get your time back right away just because you hired someone. You actually need to, you know, make sure you lay the foundation. And we talked about executive assistant, what it is, you know, in terms of dictionary definition, personal assistant, trying to find someone that does a hybrid role. On top of that, there are then virtual assistants, right? There's a virtual assistant, there's a virtual executive assistant, and then there's a virtual personal assistant role. So they're very similar to a personal assistant. It's just that they're virtual. So this person could still, you know, make sure that they're ordering things via Amazon, make sure that your fridge is stocked via Instacart or Target. They could still do the personal assistant task. Not everything, excuse me, not the in-person things, but they could do the virtual task. By making sure you have groceries, right? Similar with a virtual executive assistant, right? They could work remote and helping you still with the business as well. So I think what I'm trying to say is, you know, deciding on whether you hire a personal assistant or executive assistant or getting someone virtual or local, it really depends on the kind of help that you need, right? What kind of help do you need currently based on where you are in your personal life or where you are in your business, right? It all depends on the type of help that you need. I think the goal of hiring an assistant, no matter what kind of assistant it is meant to make your life easier, right? They're meant to make your life easier. So if managing everything outside of work feels hard, hiring a personal assistant may be the best answer. Again, the things in your day-to-day and your life can improve. If managing everything inside of work is extremely hard, where you're dropping the ball a lot, you are dropping tasks a lot, you're dropping assignments, things are overdue, you may look at, okay, maybe I should bring in an executive assistant. So it really just depends on the type of help that you need. But I wanted to jump on here to talk about that because this is literally what I've gone through these last few weeks and what I recently just hired in an EA. Now, you could use services to hire an executive assistant. You could search hashtags on Instagram and Twitter. Typically, you know, you could search assistant or personal assistant or executive assistant or virtual assistant. And a lot of times you'll see other people who do that service, and again, do your research, do your homework, get on the phone with them, see what their rates are, see if they're full-time or part-time, see if they, you know, give you packages of hours, 5 hours a week, 10, 15, 20, 30, etc. Just see what their offer is and what specifically they do. Because sometimes if it's an agency, or if it's an individual, they may only do XYZ. They may not be doing the full range of things that you need. So just make sure there's an alignment, even if it says personal assistant or executive assistant. Make sure that there is a level of alignment. Now, you could search the hashtags. That's one way to find them. Another way is you could search through agencies. Let me pull it up. I have a few agencies that I was looking at in order to find mine. Give me a second. Let me pull it up. Just opening up my laptop. So the first one that I use is called Salina. That's S-A-L-I-N-A. They were really, really effective in helping me narrow down personal assistant type work, or finding someone who does personal assistant type work. So again, I will link them below. You could check them out. That's the one that I used after going through a bunch. That's the one that I really focused on that helped me. So again, shout out to them. I need to actually get them to give me an affiliate out here. You know, the other one that I would recommend, and this is in the show notes, I'll link all this. The other ones, so here are ones that I would suggest checking out, right? Check out Self Work Project. It's a woman named Samaya. She does, again, helps you. Self work makes a business work, cultivate habits, systems, and mindset. Check that out. Tell her I sent you. Tell her Abu sent you as well. And again, I'll link all these in the show notes. There are other ones that are popular that people will use. There's one called Partner Hero. Check out Partner Hero. There's another one called Flowster. Again, I'll link these in the show notes below.
There's another one, you know, there's onlinejobs.ph where you are, you know, looking for people. I think onlinejobs.ph, like in the Philippines, there's Upwork. You could find executive or personal assistants on Upwork. So that's another one. And then the last one that I used, well, not the last one, but another one that I used was Craigslist as well. I created an application and I kind of hid my name. Again, when you are a personal brand, sometimes people want to work for you because they want to assume your role, right? They want to learn under you versus actually doing the task. So this is something that I've been doing a lot, and this is a story for another day. But I actually changed my name on all my apps. So whenever I put out applications, my name's not on there. In my Uber app, like, my name's not on there. In my delivery services, I just changed it. I said, you know what, I ain't trying to do this. So because I've been in a lot of awkward situations, so I just changed my name, et cetera. So again, Salina was one. That's S-A-L-I-N-A. Again, I'll link all these in the show notes. I'll link different ones that I tried out. But I ended up going with Salina, and they helped me find a executive assistant. But yeah, this is a longer episode, but this is necessary. This is literally everything I'm going through. And maybe in another episode, I'll talk about how I've been onboarding this assistant. But let me know if you have any questions for me. Again, I am on IG Live. If you have any questions, feel free to drop that. If you are listening to this and you have any questions, look in the show notes and click the link that says ask your questions here and ask that question, and maybe I'll answer it during the next episode. Thank you for joining us at the Powered AF podcast. Make sure to visit our website and make sure to follow our podcast anywhere you listen to the podcast to make sure you never miss a show. And please, 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 if you enjoyed this episode and this show, please make sure to leave us a review. It really, really does help. And last thing, if you're interested in this freebie that I just released, I want you to check this out. Recently, I put together a free online training on how to 10x your sales online. This is for business owners who are struggling with making consistent sales online. Whether you run a product or service-based business, this is the perfect training for you. The free training is still up, and you can access it by going to poweryourlaunch.com/pod. Again, poweryourlaunch.com/pod. That's P-O-D. All right. Thanks again for listening in. I'll see you during our next show.